It's hard to beat this tweet. I tell you what, Sigmund may have gotten hijacked. Apologies to Salvador Perez, but during the break, we noticed a tweet from Jason Whitlock. Now, if you're talking about polarizing figures in the sports world, Jason Whitlock's about as polarizing as it gets. I loved him growing up, reading his work in the Kansas City Star, being a Kansas City kid. I always thought his columns were great. He did his job as a columnist. I didn't always agree with him. Sometimes he made me really angry. But the job of a columnist is not to please everybody or appease everybody. It is to get people reacting, worked up, have opinions. Jason Whitlock certainly does that. These days, I don't agree with a whole hell of a lot of what Jason Whitlock has to say. But he did drop this out there today, and someone had tweeted at him. So here's a part of the – he's on Fox Sports 1, which, like, I have not watched Fox Sports 1 probably since college football season. You know, if I have to watch a game there, I will, but I'm not watching it at all after that. So on his Fox Sports 1 show, he apparently said he would take Bill Snyder over Jim Harbaugh and any other college coach in the country. So someone tweeted at him, Jason Whitlock just said he'd take Bill Snyder over Jim Harbaugh and any other college coach in the country. That's enough FS1 for the day. Whitlock retweeted it and quoted it and then added his commentary, and this is Jason Whitlock speaking right here. Says, Bill Snyder in his prime was the best coach in all of football. No college in there, in all of football. And then hashtag, you don't know what you don't know. Some others have chipped in. Dennis Dodd has said preach to Jason Whitlock. The Pro Football Talk account tweeted at him that they'd be more confident Bill Snyder could win at Stanford or Michigan than Jim Harbaugh could at Kansas State, which I think is a good way of looking at that. Jason Whitlock was there during the prime of Bill Snyder working for the Kansas City Star. He knows the landscape there very well, and I don't think you need me to tell you what my opinion on that is. I would totally agree with him. You're talking about Bill Snyder in his prime, Bill Snyder in the late 90s, early 2000s, Bill Snyder winning 11 games in 6 out of 7 years, winning a Big 12 championship, taking K-State to within a play of going to the national championship game. Yeah, I don't think I would take anybody in that time span over him. No,
it just takes you back to the conversation and the argument that is going to continue for the rest of time. And that's, we can never truly put into context how great Bill Snyder is, because we will never have the answer to the great question, what would he have done at one of the programs that was already truly great? And so it just goes back to how much emphasis you put on him being very, very, very good at a place where you should not be good at all. And Jason Whitlock certainly values that, and I do too.
Well, the trend that this continues is something I've noticed for a while now, and it started with the outpouring of love for Bill Snyder in 2012 on the national scene when K-State was a player down to the very end. And that is his second time around, and as he has aged and continued to do it, and people see him getting closer and closer to the end, the national media narrative around him has just been so much different. People are giving him credit like this, whereas back when he was in his prime, Bill Snyder was not a popular guy with the media, certainly not the national media. What do we look at just the other day? It was the guy who was arguing with John Weefall back and forth in emails, where he's calling out K-State in 1999, wanting them to lose because they play a soft schedule, they're too cocky, yada, yada, yada. That was par for the course. You know, I mean, people did not like the JUCO recruiting. They did not like the soft scheduling. They did not like the no access to practices and how surly he could be with the media. Like, he was not a popular figure. But coming back around, doing it again, he's been able to completely change the narrative surrounding him. And maybe I shouldn't phrase it like he's been able to change it, but the narrative has changed. There's way more respect being gushed out there by national media than there was the first time around, and which is good, which is good.
Part of the reason that that is necessary is because it's now been long enough that there are people that are on Twitter and kids that are in high school and are formulating opinions on sports that were literally not around to see what K-State was to begin with. And so I think that there's just that bias, a recency bias, that because they didn't see what K-State was in 1988, well, then it couldn't have been all that impressive. I mean, K-State couldn't have been that bad. Well, now you need people to stand up for Bill Snyder that were actually there to see it at its worst, and Jason Whitlock was one of those guys.
Jason Whitlock. I did not think I would be retweeting
the
him
star,
anytime soon.
The star is like a sports columnist you or something. They have churned out some pretty darn good ones over the years.
Yeah, grew up reading Poznanski and Whitlock in the star. They were good. Sam Ellinger, obviously, is great right now. Salvador Perez got really mad for being thrown at by Chris Archer. Danny
way
Duffy
to deliver on the tees, by the way.
I just like adding that sort of a storyline into things. I've said over and over, like, I loved the Adam Eaton, Yordano Ventura, and Royals were the straight out of Kauffman era. I think that makes it more fun. Baseball clearly agrees because they put the highlight of all that specifically chopped out up on their website. Baseball is promoting the Salvador Perez gets hit and these fights being instigated. You could watch that Chicago fight. This is just a brief version of my take there. Clearly, baseball feels like these storylines are necessary and make things more entertaining. I would agree. So whether or not Salvador Perez was right, was justified, I like those things happening in baseball.
Man, if there's one time and place that I would think that Salvador Perez would get mad, it would not be in a game in May in a completely empty Tropicana field. I mean, it was just kind of so random to see that last night.
You guys handle You Can't Be Serious?
Yeah, I got it.
You Can't Be Serious next.